One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Today on Pastor Chris Teaching, get ready for a powerful excerpt from one of the Healing Streams live healing services with Pastor Chris. A global crusade where prayer for the sick produces phenomenal results. The event is broadcast in thousands of languages, availing billions of people worldwide the opportunity to participate. In each of these services, the man of God, Pastor Chris, teaches the word with so much power and clarity, dissolving doubt and answering life's questions. Stay tuned and be blessed by this episode.
So what the Bible says is that Jesus is the character of God. So I scratch my head. I say, what? What does that mean? If Jesus Christ is the character of God, what does that mean?
Find out in this episode.
Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
You know, in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, there's a story there. I want to read something to you from there. From verse number 10. As he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, it says, and he was teaching, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. On the Sabbath day, Jesus was teaching. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. This is wonderful. Jesus is teaching. And this woman comes in. She's bent double, unable to straighten up. So the Bible says when Jesus saw her while he was still teaching, he called her and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. He spoke words to her. He said, you are loosed from your infirmity. That sweet father. And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Two things I want you to observe. This woman, later on in the exchange with the religious leaders. Well, let's read. So you can, because it might be new to some of you. And the ruler of the synagogue, the official in charge of the synagogue wasn't very happy. The Bible says the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. He was offended because Jesus did it on the Sabbath day and said to the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed and not on the Sabbath day. It says, come every other day. Don't come on the Sabbath day to be healed. Well, here's the master's response. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought, here's what I want you to see. This is great. And ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound? Lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Remarkable. Jesus said the woman had suffered for 18 years. Jesus said it was Satan that bound her. Did you notice that? And when we started reading it, the scripture already told us. Go back to verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. The woman was bound by a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. No wonder no doctor could do anything about it. Doctors don't know nothing about demons. So they're going to try all kinds of drugs. And maybe she was bent a little before. With all the drugs, she got worse, maybe. Of course, because, you know, the Bible tells us about another story of a woman who had hemorrhage. In St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, when you read from verse 25 down, it tells us the story. See, and this woman, the Bible says she spent all her living on doctors. Couldn't get any better. And the Bible says she rather grew worse. She got worse. She spent all her living. Look at the scriptures right there. She spent everything until she was broke from pain. This will tell you why some years ago, we didn't know back then what our problem was. Years ago, when the government regulators in different countries began to go against programs, Christian programs that showed miracle healings. First, they claimed that the healings were fake. They claimed that the testimonies were spurious. And then they said, those programs should not be shown on TV anymore. Well, what actually happened was the pharmaceutical companies lobbied government organizations, government regulators, to stop them because they felt that these kinds of miracle healings were a threat to their work. They were never a threat. They were the ones who were a threat to people. At least we have found out since 2020, COVID. Now we know them. So if in any country, any regulators come up and they say they don't want miracle programs on television, you know who the problem is. It's the pharmaceutical companies. They don't like it.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date: Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many
many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
I'm not against medicine. I just want you to know that. I'm not against medicine. I'm not against doctors and nurses. No, we have hospitals. We do. So there are good doctors. There are good nurses. Luke, the writer of the gospel according to St. Luke and the book of Acts, was a physician. And Paul didn't call him the ex-physician. He said, Luke, the physician. Didn't say the former physician. He says, the physician. So he was still a physician at the time. So we don't have a problem with that. We have a problem with those who use the guise of medicine to destroy other people's lives. So the Bible shows us that this woman was being oppressed by an evil spirit. And that's what Jesus said. Jesus was right. He proved it. He proved it. He set the woman free from the bondage of Satan. There are many people who have suffered for so long, and they don't know the cause of their problems. In a few minutes, you'll be free. Just get ready, because I'm going to explain some things to you from the Word of God. I haven't started that. I'm going to do that in a few minutes. But I'm getting you prepared for what's about to happen. Because demons don't care who they oppress. They can oppress children, babies, adults. They don't care. They destroy people's lives. They move others. They move people against others. And that's why we have to learn to pray. Hallelujah. Long krasevra talagase krosola mahandigila hagadastas. Strodigos kojela alavanko tora kalmanda. Lakton do griro ososatske alavasti karidahandes. While I was talking to you about the life that Jesus has given us, I explained to you that this eternal life that He's given us has a definition. I told you that it is the organic and existential attributes of deity. And I said, an important factor to that is that it must have extrapolatory evidence of the divine character. And this is so important. I gave you a scripture, and we're going to begin from there. Romans chapter 1, verse number 20. I want to read it to you. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, let's read this verse from the AMPC, the Amplified Version. Look what it says. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made. That's what I just said. What he's referring to here is extrapolatory evidence of his divine character. So he says, so men are without excuse. Now, remember, when Jesus came, what was he like? Yesterday I told you he was one of a kind. He was unique. He was God's only born, the only born, monogenes, only one of a kind. Only one of a kind. But I have something to tell you in connection with that shortly. And so this Jesus, the Bible tells us something about him. I'm going to read that to you. In Colossians chapter 1, when you read in verse 15, see what the Bible says about Jesus. Because now I'm discussing the evidence, extrapolatory evidence of the divine character. Look at this. Talking about Jesus Christ, he gets to this verse 15, says, who is the image of the invisible God? Jesus Christ is called the image of the invisible God. Amazing. Now, the Greek word translated image there is eikon, which is where the English gets the word icon. It means the resemblance, the profile. So Jesus Christ is the profile of the invisible God. He says God is invisible, but if you want to know what he looks like, if you want to know what God looks like, he says Jesus is the image, is the profile of the invisible God. This is amazing. This is amazing. He's describing who Jesus is to you so that you can know him. Now, you can better understand the words of Jesus that he spoke by himself in St. John's Gospel, chapter 14. Let's read from verse number 8. From verse 8, Philip, one of the disciples, said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Show us the Father, and we'll be okay. That'll be sufficient for us. Look at what Jesus says to him. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. This is amazing. For their religious mind, this was huge. Because he's been saying, the Father in heaven. He talked so much about the Father, about his oneness with the Father, And so they wanted to, he said he's going back to the Father. So he says, I'll leave. You'll not see me again until I come again. Where are you going? I'm going to the Father. So they said, why don't you just show us the Father? We'll be okay. So he says, Philip, have I been such a long time with you? You don't know me? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Jesus is saying, I am the resemblance of the Father. I am the profile. So we found that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, that he is the image of the invisible God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Love World Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, Bia Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 683-012-364 or 650-669-480
or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.